GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show, where once a month we are on guard, devoting our attention to matters of the Maine Air and Army National Guard. George Hale broadcasting from Florida. You're on the PDQ door telephone line now with Major Carl Lamb of the Maine National Guard.
Good morning, Major. Nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Rick.
Before we introduce a guest, I know you have one today. I thought maybe we'd start with your words and sentiments about the passing of General Tinkham, the former head of the Maine National Guard, who passed away at 73. He had a great reputation. I didn't know him well. I met him, but he certainly had a great military and service career to the state of Maine.
Absolutely, sir. And I'd like to broaden that out just a little bit to also talking a little bit about Major General Ernest Park, who passed away a few weeks ago, but whose obituary wasn't immediately posted. Major General Tinkham, like you mentioned, had passed away last week. He was our adjutant general from 2000 to 2004. He started his career in the active army with the 1st Cavalry Division in Vietnam. And Major General Park started his career with the 1st Marine Division in Korea, and he was our adjutant general from 1987 to 1991. And these are two gentlemen whose influence is still felt by our organization today. Guys like me and Captain Clark didn't have the opportunity to serve with them, but if you ask around some of the, I won't say the older crowd, but some of the senior crowd at Camp Chamberlain, it doesn't take long to get into a good war story about either of these gentlemen. I was actually talking with MEMA Director Pete Rogers the other day, and General Park came up. Pete was his public affairs officer and spokesman when he was TAG. And I could almost hear Pete smiling through the phone as he was talking about him. So, again, two gentlemen that have really left an indelible mark on our organization. We're sorry to see him go, and we're grateful for their leadership.
Absolutely. And everybody in Maine should be knowledgeable of what they contributed to all of our safety. Well, we do have a guest today. I understand Captain Garrett Clark is with you. Perhaps you can give us the introduction.
Absolutely. So Captain Clark is the commander of the 488th Military Police Company, which is in Waterville, Maine. He's a native of Lewiston, Maine, and he is a civilian police officer for Lewiston when he's not on orders with us. He did go to Poland with the 286th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion not so long ago as a plans officer. And most recently, he was the officer in charge of the last wave of soldiers that we had sent, primarily composed of the 488th, down to Washington after the 59th presidential inauguration. So thank you for joining us, Captain Clark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, anytime we can get a chance to find out what's going on with your group. The 488th Military Police Unit is out of Waterville. It's comprised of members from generally, I guess, East Southern Maine. You got the word to go and serve in Washington after January 6th. Everybody seems to be back at this time. Tell us about your service there and what you ran into.
Yeah, so it's pretty short notice mission for our company, and it's comprised of soldiers from all over the state of Maine. I think I had eight different companies or eight different groups of soldiers under my company. So we had a very interesting group of soldiers going down to D.C. And we got down there within 4 days. And we're, you know, almost immediately put on the line within the Capitol area. We were in charge of basically guarding the Supreme Court and the Library of Congresses. We did that for about a month and a half.
I believe sometime around March 15-16, they got back. They had to give up their family life, of course, while they were gone. This, I guess when they look back on it, is a historical deployment.
Yes, I mean, it's one of the first times in a while that the MP company itself has been activated to go, help anywhere in the United States. But definitely historic, and we appreciate, you know, the families and the employers supporting our guys on this short notice mission. We went down to D.C.
We saw pictures of the military sleeping on the floor in Capitol, other types. What kind of adversity did you face when you first got there?
So we did have pretty nice accommodations throughout. There weren't any main soldiers sleeping in parking garages. We had nice hotels. We had to change hotels a few times, but some of the adversities, the different logistical elements going down there. So the buses to get to the capital area, I'm sure you saw the food thing too. I assure you that our main soldiers were fed, all the time. But it was just a lot of coordinating on our part and our hires part, which came from Michigan, to try to make everything work well together.
Major Lamb, there's a lot of elements that go into the Guard. This is one that doesn't get a lot of publicity until something happens. There are many different units that have to step up when they're called.
Absolutely. And like Captain Clark mentioned, we had about 8 different units that contributed soldiers to his wave of soldiers that he was in charge of, some of which were actually volunteered to stay on from the first wave. And overall, again, an historic mission, one that we're glad to be a part of, and a first for some soldiers. Many may have not have had the opportunity to do a deployment for, and so they were able to, I believe Captain Clark could probably tell you more about it, but they were actually able to do some promotions and some re-enlistments while they were down there when they were off duty at some of the Washington monuments, so a nice opportunity for them.
Yes, I saw on the Facebook page, among places, Captain Clark, that a number of guys were promoted during this particular period of time. It's a great place to get your promotion.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are going to have a story to tell, going forward in their military career. There's only going to be a handful of people that can say they've been promoted, in the U.S. Capitol, right in the rotunda. And we also did one in the Library of Congress. Very unique opportunities for these guys.
Yeah, unique is the way you phrase it, but it's also a difficult time. They had to give up their jobs, have to give up their family, and leave everybody behind on short notice.
Absolutely, and it is rough on the families and employers when we have to leave with just a few days. But we really appreciate the support the families and employers gave to our guys down here, so we can focus on our mission and not have to worry about things back home.
Well, most of us who have been in the military understand military police, whether it's the Army, Navy, whatever it is. There is an internal police force. On a day-to-day basis, what's your job, basically?
So as the military police, we're tasked with a few different missions. One of the bigger ones we have is called the National Guard Reaction Force. In that case, we're activated for any, civil disturbances in the state of Maine. Our most recent one was actually during the inauguration in Augusta. So the MP company was activated to provide security in case of any, disturbances in Augusta. Other than that, it's, your typical military police force actions. There isn't too much to do in Maine because we don't have any big military bases, but that's basically what we do.
In true numbers, how many people are in your unit?
So I have around 150.
Some have, you're a policeman, correct?
I am, yep.
Yeah, and some have police background, but I would assume some do not.
Yep, we have a pretty good mix of civilian careers in our job. I like having the police officers being a National Guard. They can really help the other soldiers, especially with the law enforcement aspect of being in the military police. But we do appreciate everyone's civilian career. They bring something different to the table for the company.
Captain Clark, I think you had a couple of standout performers when you were down there in Washington, some people that actually took over a couple of positions at a higher level in order to make sure that everything was covered down on at the battalion level. I don't know if you want to elaborate slightly on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a awesome group of girls and gals down in D.C. Some of the standout ones, one of my lieutenants, Lieutenant O'Neill, he's actually our brigade intelligence officer up in Maine. He was tasked with helping the higher headquarters from Michigan as an intelligence officer. So he really helped them out create all kinds of maps and products for the military intelligence side. He also had a Portland police officer, Lieutenant Eric Johnson. He's communications officer, he was made a platoon leader, so put right in charge of my soldiers. I saw he had law enforcement experience, and he absolutely killed it down there. My favorite one was Specialist Eterno. So this is a medic that we brought down with us, nicknamed the War Turtle, because her backpack was so big, full of medical supplies that she looked like a little turtle walking around. She went out and provided first aid for our guys every day on the line. So really appreciated those guys.
They're happy to be home, I'm sure. They had the support of everybody behind them. Major Lamb, when one of these deployments come, there has to be a lot of logistics to fly them down there. The Air Guard's got the planes. How did you get the military police down to Washington so fast?
That's right, George. It's actually a really good display of a really big joint exercise. And you're right. When those orders do come in, there is a lot of activity immediately because we have to do a lot of planning for a lot of different contingencies all at the same time and then make those travel plans. And you're right. It was the 101st Air Refueling Wing that provided most of the transportation. I believe we had one movement from the New Hampshire Air National Guard that helped us out as well.
So they have a life experience that's not going to leave them very soon. It's all part of the growing process. Captain Clark, your troops now, your military police, have a lot more experience than they had before because of the nature of what happened.
Absolutely. And, we appreciate the opportunity to go work in the real world and have these guys have some, real military police experience. We spend most of our time doing roving and static guards around, the Supreme Court and Capitol. There wasn't, too much action really that happened with our guys, but we appreciated being there. I think just being there, was a good deterrence for anything that might have happened.
So the 488th Military Police went down along. I guess there were some volunteers that were sent to D.C. And your basic job is to assist local law enforcement at protecting the Capitol. It wasn't an invading force. You were providing backup, correct?
Yes, basically the standard procedure was to allow Capitol Police to handle anything at first, and then we were there to assist if needed.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.